interesting Shiloh that was presented to me last week. Connecting to the to Inyana Dioma and some of the issues that come up, and I just think that it's an interesting Shiloh that has a few different dimensions to it. Someone called me with the following Shiloh. As many of you know, people are collecting unemployment over these weeks for those that are not working. And what he explained to me was that he has a scheduled slot for when he's going to apply for unemployment, and that's how he registers. The person missed the slot, so he found out that the makeup slot to fill out the unemployment reimbursement, it will be at on Shabbos. So the question that was presented to me was, would there be any permissible method to fill out this form in order to be able to receive unemployment? Okay, let's assume for now, which was the assumption at the beginning, is that if you don't make up the makeup slot, then you lose unemployment for that week. That might not be true, but that was Niskala afterwards. But let's assume that for now, that you have, it's kind of like tefillah, and you have a tashlumen period. But the second you're too many tefillahs away, so then you miss the boat, and you no longer have the tashlumen. No pun intended. Okay. So how do we address this issue? So the first issue that we really need to address is, what are the heterim? Obviously, we're not going to be matir anything through the individual himself to do a malacha, even if it's a serious hefsid. That would be something that we wouldn't do. But we need to really even figure out if Amira La'akum would be mutter in this situation, and really analyze what are the heterim of Amira La'akum, and how does it play out in this specific case. So the Gemara discusses in Erevin the concept of Amira La'akum that was done. A person told a guy to carry and to do hotzah in order to perform the Gemara in the bottom of Samech Zayin Amud Beis, going out to Samech Chesam and Aleph in Erevin, in order to perform a bris milah. So the Gemara says that the Talmidim asked one of the Amoraim, why was that allowed? Why was that permitted? And the Gemara says that the Rav answered, "V'loy shani l'cha bein shvus de isbe maisa l'shvus de lesbe maisa." It's pashut. It's called a shvus de lesbe maisa. This is a shvus that has no action. It's a very vague terminology, not clear what the Gemara is driving at. So we spoke about it in the past, right? So this is a major machlokas rishonim, how to analyze this Gemara. What does it mean, shvus to lesbe maisa? So some rishonim understand that there was something specific about hotzah, since there's nothing creative that's being done when a person is motzi, so therefore it's considered a shvus to lesbe maisa. That's why there was a specific leniency over here. It was based on the malacha that was being transgressed. That's the shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, a fascinating shita that has relevance in other areas of halacha as well, but that's the way he interprets the Gemara. The Bala Itter doesn't focus on the malacha. The Bala Itter has a different approach. The Bala Itter says, no, what do you do over here? A Jew wasn't involved in the malacha. A Jew wasn't doing anything. It was a guy. It was Amir La'akum. So any time you have Amir La'akum, by definition, that's a shvus to lesbe maisa. I didn't do anything. The Jew was not Oseh a maisa. It was all a maisa and chilol done through a guy, and therefore Amir La'akum is mutter in order to enable this bris mila. However, there are other Rishonim that combine the two. And there are other Rishonim that say, and this is majority poskim, and this is the way we paskin, is that no, that there's a concept called a shvus de shvus. First of all, it was Amira La'akum, which is only Asr Midrabbanan. And also, the case over there was talking about being motzi not and carrying not in a rishus harabim d'oraisa, not in a biblical thoroughfare, but rather in a rabbinic carmelis, so that would only be asur m'derabbanan in the first place, and that would be what's called shvus de shvus, that's going to be mutter. Fine. So that's the end of that Gemara, different interpretations, and the way most poskim come out is that you should usually require a shvus de shvus. So how does that translate legabe us? So is there any Gemara that talks about the issue of ksiva? So the answer is that with the malacha that we're dealing with over here, to write and to fill out a form for this unemployment application, so the malacha that we're discussing is ksiva. So there is another Gemara, Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin discusses a case that a person was trying to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. He was trying to make aliyah. And the Gemara says that kosvin alav ono al yedei aramoy. The Gemara says that if a person is trying to buy back karka from the goyim in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to have the shtar mechira that's written up on Shabbos through a goy. So the question is, how do those two sugyas jive? On the one hand, we're suggesting that you need a shvus de les be maisa in order to help you in terms of mitzvahs. And over here, it sounds like the goy is allowed to write on Shabbos for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the only Rishon that's smiling off the bat is the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter understood that when it came to a mitzvah, that we're makel and we're lenient, and that was the interpretation of the Gemara in Erevin of Shvus de Lesbe Maisa, that there's a distinction of when a Jew is being active doing a malacha, as opposed to a goy. But perhaps, according to some interpretations, the Bala Itter would say that any mitzvah you would allow to be asked a goy, al yedei amir al akum, would be mutter, even if he was going to be mechalal in Issa d'oraisa. It's a Shvus de Lesbe Maisa. It's amir al akum. So therefore, you could read the Gemara in Gittin very simply. The guy is allowed to write a shtar because it's a guy. And therefore, you're okay in the Gemara in Gittin. The problem is, what happens according to the way we pask? If you go like the other interpretation of the Rishonim, and you hold that the Gemara of Shvus to Shvus was not, the Gemara of Shvus to Lesbe Maisa was not telling you that there's a heter to do any Chilul Shabbos with a Malacha D'Oraisa. But we hold the halacha that it meant that you need to join, you need to have a shvus to shvus. It was only specifically there that there was a carmelis, and only that would allow you to do chilul Shabbos al yedei agoy, or to do two drabonans for other mitzvahs. So then how would you understand this Gemara in Gittin? So there is a fascinating shita of the Or Zeruah that's brought down by the Ramah. The Ramah quotes an Or Zeruah and says, the Gemara is a shvus de shvus. Why is the Gemara a shvus de shvus? How is the guy only violating an issa d'rabbanan if he's writing a shtar? So the Or Zeruah said, the Gemara that tells us in Haboine that ksiva is chayiv in any language, that's only if it's written in the script of ksav ashuris. But if you don't write it in the script, like the Kisvei HaKodesh, like the Sifrei Torah, Ksav, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam recognized, that's kosher for a Sefer Torah, so then you're not going to be Chayav Midoraisa for any Kaisiv. Wild. Unbelievable. But it's a Geshmak Upshot for the Gemara in Gittin. Meaning that, yes, we weren't saying like the Bala Itter. We're not going to be Matir any Amir Al-Akum for an Isser D'Oraisa. The case of the Gemara in Gittin was talking about a Malacha D'Rabbanan. Why? Because he was writing it in English. Because he was writing it in regular script. Whatever it is, he wasn't a sofer. He wasn't writing it in Ksav Ashuris. So therefore, by definition, any Ksav was D'Rabbanan. As wild as that shita is, the Bir Halacha obviously concurs with many of our reactions. And he says that this is a Das Yochid. And we don't rely on this Or Zeruah, although it's brought down by the Ramah. We don't paskin like this. And we hold that other scripts are also going to be a potential Isser D'Oraisa. If that's the case, so then what's going to be the Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin? So Tosas already points out, He thought that the heter, we always quote this halacha, that there's a heter of shvus to shvus by all mitzvahs. Anytime you're dealing with amira la'akum, with an issa d'rabbanan, letzarech mitzvah, it's mutter. The truth is, not everyone agreed to that. Tosos there in Gittin thought that it was just a heter when it came to the mitzvah of bris milah, which the Gemara in Erevin said. Aye, so what are you going to do with the Gemara in Gittin? The Gemara in Gittin anyways is a pella. The Gemara in Gittin is an issa d'oraisa. Everyone holds that every script is going to be a violation d'oraisa. And yet it was mutter al yidei akum. Yeah, it teaches you that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael trumps the regular rules of halacha. It doesn't apply to the regular dinim, don't apply when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. By the way, it's a machloik as a poskim. If this heter that we're saying from the Gemara in Gittin, that mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to buy back the land from the goyim, is that saying that you're allowed to ask Amir al-Akum for any aliyah? Or is that just saying, no, Ateres Kohanim, to buy back Karka from Goyim is a chiyuv to get back, that they shouldn't have any of the land of Eretz Yisrael. But just to violate for Aliyah, that wouldn't necessarily permit a person to now do Amir La'akum Letzarech, just Aliyah. Trying to preserve my community over here. So that's a debate amongst the poskim. Fine. So there's a Gemara in Gittin. And that was an exception to the rule. So that's not going to help us. By the way, what's not going to help us is we don't even have a tzarech mitzvah over here. What is the whole mitzvah over here? So we have to get to where there would be a tzarech over here. But first we have to define what we're dealing with, and if we could even suggest that this is a shvus to shvus at all. So I was thinking that this might relate to a very, very, very fascinating machlekes. And this might have ramifications in other areas of halacha as well. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, in Chelek Vav, was asked the following shaila. Is ksiva on a screen, on a computer screen, considered koisev de araisa? Usually, this shaila has no relevance to us on a classic situation, because most of the time this issue only comes up potentially on Chol HaMoed. Am I allowed to type on a computer? Can I print out on a computer? What's the story with Melechus Chol HaMoed? So that's where the poskim discuss her. Bavadia has a long tshuva in Yabi Omer on this, and whether or not that's considered Melechus Hedyot, whether it's not, it's Melechus Uman, so that's where it comes up. But typing on a computer, you can't even open a computer. You can't turn on a computer. Why is this going to be relevant? So we just found a shaila that it's relevant for in Corona. Because what happens if I'm not going to do it, but a guy's going to do it? So now I want to know, when I do it, chas v'shalom, am I violating an issa d'oraisa or am I violating an issa d'rabbanan? Nafkamina, why? Not because I want to do it. Nafkamina, because I want to know if I have a shvus to shvus, or if I only have what the Bala Itter would say, which we don't paskin like, a shvus of an iser de araisa. So what is the nature of typing on a computer? Is that an iser de araisa or is that an iser de rabbanan? That's going to be part of our shaila over here. So Rav Vosner writes in Chelek Vav that he thinks to write on a computer is chilul Shabbos de araisa. And he says, and don't tell me that this is considered a ksav she'eno shel kayama, because it's not going to stay and it's not going to remain there forever. I could press delete or I could shut off my computer. Because Rav Vosner argues, he brings raya's from the Rambam like this, that there's a difference between a ksav that on its own is eno shel kayama, or a situation where I myself will erase it and remove it from its surface. That is not considered ksav she'eno shel kayama. If another koach comes in and now removes that ksav, that's not considered ksav she'eno shel kayama. Even if you had das for that, says Rav Vosner. But at that point in time, the ksav was something that could have stayed on its own. And now something else, some other koach comes in and removes it, says Rav Vosner, he doesn't think that would be a reason to call this ksav she'eno shel kayom. He says that there will be a chiyuv d'araisa over here. He says, He says the mitam ein malach miskayemes kevin the miskayem b'shait of osa puula hanitzreches b'shleimusa the haynu ksivam of lukeshes that kfar together on miskayem. Just like the Rambam tells us something kiksav shenibav arim nasa puula chadash lemachke miyad avu meetzem aksiva arezim miskayem nikra. By definition, the ksav itself is something that could have stayed. So therefore, the fact that some other pu'ula will now remove it, turning on the off the computer, or pressing a button on the computer, that does not make it dirabanan and eno miskayim. Then says the Rav Ozner, and don't tell me that this is indirect, it's grama, because this is no different than everything we hold, and this is a strong argument. Any button that we hold, by definition, he quotes the Rush in Maseches Baba Kama, when it comes to the malach of Zoira, winnowing. Any time that this becomes the derech to do a pu'ula, this becomes the normal way. This was the argument that Reb Chaim Eizer has. Originally, you should know, when electricity came out, that people thought that electricity, min ha-Torah, was really mutter, because, and light switch were really mutter, because it was all indirect and it was grama. And you see that Reb Chaim Eizer had to write a tshuva. And Reb Chaim Eizer says, no, this becomes the normal way to activate the light bulb and all of these things. And therefore, that's going to be a chi of the araisa. Similarly, Rav Ozner says, this is the way to write, bizman hazeh. This is the normal way. This is the kederech. And therefore, the fact that it's indirect and it's causing other impulses and charges that's happening within the machine, that doesn't make it grama. And therefore, he thinks a person would be chi of the araisa for this ksiva al hamachshev. However,
if it's the guy's computer, doesn't matter.
What?
If it's the guy's computer.
No, no, that doesn't matter. The issue is not where the location or who owns the item. The issue is that the guy's doing it on my behalf. So I'm asking him to do a malacha d'oraisa according to Rav Ozner. So that would be only mutter according to the Bala Itta that we don't paskin like. So we need to find a way to make this derabanan, and Rav Ozner rejected our ksiva derabanan here to rely on.
Does this Rav Ozner have relevance for bringing a phone or something into the bathroom?
I think it does. I think it really does, and it's fascinating. There is a tshuva of the Tshuvas van Hagos in Chelek Gimel, where he discusses not only that issue that it's relevant for, but I would tell you even a more basic thing that mechanchim have to deal with all the time. Let's say you have ksav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think someone else that was on the shir tonight that asked me this question a few weeks ago. Let's say you have ksav Shem Shavayim that's on a screen. So now, according to Rav Ozner, you would never be able to be meichik the screen if that's considered ksiva. So it might be. I don't know how you print sitters. And all of these things, it might be a little bit complicated if that's what you're going to be considered ksav. So Rav Sternbach quotes the Chazon Ish, who was machmir on this.
Scrolling down a page.
What do you say?
Looking at a sefer, scrolling down a page, it's going to be erased, but once you get it off the screen, it's erased.
Yeah. So apparently, the Chazon Ish, if you look in this Tshuvas van Hagos, he quotes this shaila: "Divri Hashol Yesh Machshev and Masach Zruchis Umar Hashem Shemayim Isbarach Ubefula Nosef Is Mochkin Oso Udvar of Roy Lachshos Leitzer Mechikas Hashem Umevi Medivri Achazanish Shemitzad LaHakel." So he brings kulas from. So the Tshuvas van Hagos in this tshuva, he thinks that that's absolutely incorrect. He thinks that for many different reasons, and some of them are specifically about Mechikas Hashem, and we're not going to talk about that right now because there's a lot of unique, specific halachos that pertain to gnai and being a disgrace, and therefore just scrolling down or just pressing X is not necessarily disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But one of the arguments of the Tshuvas van Hagos, although he says I'm not an expert, but this is an argument that really brings us back into Hilchos Shabbos, and he's making on this Lagabi Mechikas Hashem, is something that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argued, and Rav Avadya Yosef argued, that they didn't agree that this was considered classic ksav. They didn't think that this was considered like pen and paper and writing an os onto onto a ksav like the Torah asers when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. This is a lot of graphic, the computer experts can explain to me how the mechanics work. Adi, you can pipe in over here. But there are so many digits over here that are now displaying something, but I'm not actually being kosev. I'm not actually, it's all these different, elements that exist within the computer that are now going to highlight an image, but it's not necessarily considered a ksaf. And therefore, to now consider me being kosev because I pressed something that now triggers that there should be a reflection or that there should be a charge of certain graphics that exist within the computer, that's now considered ksiva de oraisa, that would be very difficult. And that's where Rabbi Avadia argues, and that's where Shlomo Zalman argued, that there is no, it's not because of grama. Not, those arguments are Rav Ozner right, and it's not because of Einam Iskayim. It's because you're missing the fundamentals of Ksav. It's because there's so many, there's, if I would break into the computer and look at actually what I'm doing within the computer when I press these buttons, there's no letters that I'm creating. There's certain charges that are creating and that now through the graphics that exist on the computer now reflect a letter that now means something when I do that. So that they thought was not a biblical transgression of ksiva. Ksiva means when I take a pen and now I create an oath that now has representation through my action, through my writing, and therefore you're missing a fundamental aspect of the malacha of ksiva. If that's the case, so then we would have a second shvus over here. If you would have to be medamed to something that exists in the Gemara, there's a Prima Gadim that talks about this. The Gemara in Gittin talks about if you wrote a get to your wife and the words are not shown right away. So the Gemara says that if it's going to be through putting some other Maymilin or something else that's now going to create the presentation of words, so that wouldn't be considered a get. That wouldn't be considered ksiva. The Gemara just says, if there might be something nicker at the time that I gave it to the woman, then maybe that could be a get because that's considered ksav. So you see from the Gemara, on a level of the Araisa, if something is not presentable, if something is not there, if there's no os that's coming out of my maisik siva, so then that would be lacking in potentially the malachas ksiva on a level of d'oraisa. Whether it's d'rabbanan, okay. But if that's the case, if their argument is correct, that since ultimately all we're doing is digits and things that, and we're activating things that represent nothing to the hamon am and to the common person, so therefore, that wouldn't be a malach of ksiva. It would have nothing that can communicate to us. So if that's the case, so then potentially, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, according to Reb Avadia, perhaps al yedei amir la'akum, you would have a shvus to shvus over here. So you'd have a guy that now is now doing something that they're going to fill out a form, and that form might only be ksiva d'araisa because it's only digits within a screen that's not going to be qualified as ksiva de oraisa. So how do you deal with this? So we already have Machlokes Rav Ozner and Rav Shlomo Zalman. So there are areas of halacha that if a person would have asked me, am I chayev achatos? Is this an iser de oraisa for me myself to write on a computer? So maybe one would have one approach. Maybe one would be more choshesh for Rav Ozner. But in the area of amira la'akum, where it's a machloikas aposkim, if that's going to be an issur d'oraisa, so you find in other areas of halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be mekel on a machloikas aposkim, legabi a psak for a goy, legabi amira la'akum, meaning it's not clear that this is an issur d'oraisa, so klapi, the amira la'akum shabo, we can decide to paskin like the lenient opinions, and therefore only consider this a shvus d'shvus. But that's only half the battle. This is not a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. So what is this? This is what's called a shvus to shvus b'makom hefsid. Potentially b'makom hefsid b'ruba. Let's keep in mind over here. This is a person's parnasa. Person's not making any money and he's living off this check. This would be defined as a hefsid m'ruba. If that's the case, so we have to know whether or not we could apply the kulas of shvus to shvus when it comes to hafsid meruba. Here you have conflicting gemaras. The gemara says that when your house is burning down, you're not allowed to tell the goy directly to be mechab of the house. And the gemara says we're concerned for you to do a direct amira la'akum. Yet the gemara elsewhere tells you that if your gutter or your drainage system is blocked up, the gemara in Ksubas Daf Samech tells us that you're allowed to do kalachar yad, you're allowed to be mekel by an iser derabbanon. So there are contradictions within the gemara. So the Ran and some of the Rishonim try to differentiate between the gemaras. And some, the Ran explains that maybe by a malacha shein etzricha legufa, which is the case of extinguishing the fire, that would be more severe and we might not be mekel. So comes along the Magen Avraham, and when he analyzes all the different gemaras, the Magen Avraham comes out and he says, if you have a hefsid meruba, so you are allowed to be mekel through a shvus dishvus. Just like the gemara in that was mekel even to, for you yourself, to fix the drainage system, and some Rishonim, I should quote over here, the Ravid held that b'makom efsid meruba, even one shvus would be mutter. Magen Avraham says, I don't want to paskin like the Ravid. I don't want to say that one shvus is enough b'makom efsid. But shvus to shvus, that I can argue that that would be mutter. And the case of the extinguishing of the fire, there was more of a concern, whatever, however the Rishonim explained there, why we don't have the usual heter of a shvus to shvus. So if that's the case, if we have a shvus to shvus over here, we have example of a hefsid meruba over here, and I think that it's ra'i to be machriya legabe, at least amira la'akum, to be mekel that it would only be ksav derabanan. So then, I think over here, it would be mutter. Would there be any way to make this even better? Yeah, there would be ways to make it better. So we analyze this. If a person could set up a system that it's an amira la amira, so there were many poskim that held amira la amira, meaning you have one goy that's instructing another goy to do the malacha, in certain hefsid meruba situations, the Prima Gadim said, that would be a heter gomer. The problem is, it wasn't practical over here. Over here, for now, to you to instruct, to find even one guy that I'm now going to give them personal information, my social security number, to even be able to find one guy that's going to now carry this information and trust them and to make sure that they're going to fill this out appropriately, that's already going to be a chiddush. To now be able to tell them to tell another one to now make it even better, that was going to be very difficult. So I thought under these situations, under this predicament, it would be mutter, even if you didn't have an amira la amira, for them themselves to do it and be mekel through the halacha of shvus to shvus, al yedei hefsid meruba, based on the combination of this Magen Avraham with Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Avadia Yosef against the Shevet Alevi when it comes to ksiva. To keep in mind is that or Zeruah, that the whole issue was only ksav derabanan, although the Bir Halacha says we don't paskin like that, and also to remember that the Ravid himself held that you could have even one shvus when it comes to hefsid meruba. So you do have other shitas that you could rely upon, although we don't paskin like any of those other shitas. I think even according to the way we do paskin, we have much to rely upon in such a situation, and a person could be mekel in this situation of the unemployment check. Okay.
The timing not work, I mean, maybe this won't work for the website, but to ask someone in Israel to do it.